Good morning. I'd like to, first Sunday of the month, I'd like to reread the Ligonier statement before we move to Article 14 today. We confess the mystery and wonder of God made flesh and rejoice in our great salvation through Christ Jesus our Lord. With the Father and the Holy Spirit, the Son created all things, sustains all things, and makes all things new. Truly God, he became truly man, two natures in one person. He was born of the Virgin Mary and lived among us. Crucified, dead, and buried, he rose on the third day, ascended to heaven, and will come again in glory and judgment. For us, he kept the law, atoned for sin, and satisfied God's wrath. He took our filthy rags and gave us his righteous robe. He is our prophet, priest, and king, building his church, interceding for us, and reigning over all things. Jesus Christ is Lord. We praise his holy name forever. And his people said, Amen. Article 14 seems very appropriate today. For those that might have had a chance to review that, I will read that and then we will proceed to some scripture proofs. Article 14. We affirm the doctrine of justification by faith alone, that a sinner is declared righteous before God by faith alone in the person and work of Christ alone, apart from any personal merit or works. We further affirm that to deny the doctrine of justification by faith alone is to deny the gospel. Through faith alone in Christ alone, by grace, it's the only way. We deny that we are justified on the basis of any infusion of grace into us, that we are justified only once we have become in ourselves inherently righteous, or that any future justification will be based on our faithfulness. The very heart of the gospel, the essence of our salvation. A remarkable statement. There are a number of scripture proofs listed, and the ones I've chosen to share this morning, I conferred with the Westminster Confession of Faith, which is chapter 11 on justification, sections 1 and 2. I recommend that each of us review those scripture proofs. I find them very helpful and helps bring the matter closer to heart, and to bring it closer to mind as well. I start with Romans 5:1. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And if that's not enough, also from Romans chapter 3, verse 24, being justified as a gift by his grace through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus. Romans 5:10. For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. They reference Romans 8:30, but I'm reading the surrounding context, one of the most theologically rich passages in Scripture that I'm aware of. Starting in Romans 8:28 and extending through 31. And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to become conformed to the image of his Son, so that he would be the firstborn among many brethren. And these whom he predestined, he also called. And these whom he called, he also justified. And these whom he justified, he also glorified. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who is against us? 2 Corinthians 5:19, namely, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and he has committed to us the word of reconciliation. And Brother Judd has encouraged our remembrance of 2 Corinthians 5:21. He made him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Galatians 3:16. Now the promises were spoken to Abraham and to his seed. He does not say, and to seeds, as referring to many, but rather to one, and to your seed, that is, Christ. Ephesians 1:7, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses according to the richness of his grace. And in Titus, they refer to passages or chapter 3, verses 5 and 7. I will read number 6 as well. He saved us, not on the basis of deeds which we have done in righteousness, but according to his mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewing by the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out upon us richly through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that being justified by his grace, we would be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. The very essence of salvation, the heart of the gospel. It's spiritually moving to be given this opportunity, and I'm thankful for God's confidence in my speaking here on such an essential matter this morning. Please pray with me. Eternal Father, so that we may best express the love and gratitude we all feel for all that you have done for us, please guide and direct our witness in everything we say and do, that we best express this to you. And in your Son's and precious holy name we pray. Amen.